Proclamation number 8069, dated the December 28th, 1961. Teaching ministry, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise. Single quote. You can only correctly administer a teaching ministry if you possess the correct teaching material which corresponds to the truth. And precisely this teaching material should be seriously scrutinized by you if you want to educate your fellow human beings, because only that which came forth from me is pure truth is a blessing. Yet this scrutiny is usually omitted. People accept unhesitatingly and as a matter of course what they receive as truth and even take care to spread it without having established the origin, without being firmly convinced themselves of having received the truth. But a teacher's position is a responsible one, for he can bestow great blessings but also poisonously influence people's hearts because only truth benefits the soul, while error is genuine poison. And anyone who wants to teach can clarify for himself whether he represents pure truth, providing he has the serious will to stand up for it and appeals to me myself for assistance to enlighten his thoughts and not to let him go astray. He will certainly find my support and I myself will guide him into truth. For this is my promise to you and it will come true because my word is truth. And you must know the truth, for then you will walk with me, whereas error will time and again result in my adversary's company, who only wants to cause you damage and therefore prevents you from attaining the light of truth. For this reason, every teacher has a great responsibility if he spreads something that does not correspond to the truth. And you humans believe that you can acquire truthful knowledge through study, you believe that you can attain spiritual knowledge by intellectual means and only pay attention to those people who thus have adopted ample intellectual knowledge, and are also willing to acknowledge it as truth. But I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Single quote. Do you now understand the meaning of these words? You will never come into possession of the pure truth if you don't come to me yourselves and desire the truth from me. For I have reserved it for myself to guide you into truth, because I alone know who is receptive for it, who has the spiritual maturity in order to recognize the truth as such. And the spiritual maturity, in turn, depends on the human being's serious will to live according to my will. Contact in spirit and in truth must have been established with me first, so that my flow of love can pour into the person, and this flow of love is the transfer of my word, of the truth, in the form of thoughts or the audibly conveyed word. Then the person will be guaranteed to know the truth, his thinking will be right, and he need not fear to fall prey to error. For the heartfelt bond with me and the desire for truth will protect him from it. But where can such desire be found among the teachers, who believe themselves to know the truth, who have not yet understood the spiritual correlations, who do not know which prerequisites need to be fulfilled in order to be deemed worthy by me to receive the truth? Spiritual knowledge is indifferently adopted through tradition and taught, and people accept it again without thinking it through, and thus enter into spiritual darkness or they cannot find the way out of the darkness therein. For misguided teachings cannot enlighten anyone, instead, they only increase the darkness and cause spiritual hardship to souls, because they need light in order to take the right path which leads to higher spheres. And all this must also make the urgency of my revelations understandable for you humans, for the time left is only short, and if people are to find and take the right path they will need light to illuminate the path for them. Light, however, can only come from above, and everyone administering a teaching position should first make contact with the light of eternity in order to be illuminated by this light himself. And truly, the spiritual hardship would not be as great if the truth were accepted by people. And whatever can still be done by me will certainly happen, for only truth sets people free, only truth guides people back to me. And only through truth can you humans become blissfully happy. Amen.